The Minister for Education, Norma Foley, has told the annual conference of the Irish National Teachers Organisation that she supports the reintroduction of promotional positions for teachers in primary schools. A moratorium on filling posts of responsibility, as they're called, was introduced during the economic crash and still remains in place. Unions say lifting the ban is key to retaining teachers in the profession. We'll be talking to the minister shortly. But first, let's hear from delegates at the INTO conference in Killarney who've been speaking to our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly.
In education, we need lower class sizes, restoration of posts of responsibility, and obviously extra help for principals and deputy principals in teaching and managing schools.
It is impossible to source substitute teachers. I work in a small school. On any time, any day I've had a medical appointment, there hasn't been a sub available. You know, even with weeks and weeks of notice, it's impossible. My own daughter is a young teacher, age 23. Her and some of her friends are off to Melbourne on the 1st of August. So for them, 2 weeks of their wages is equivalent to 1 month's rent in Dublin.
And here's what delegates at the Association of Secondary Teachers of Ireland have been telling our correspondent Brian O'Donovan at their conference in Wexford.
What are the biggest issues facing teachers right now?
The teacher shortage we have in schools. Obviously, to find teachers for certain subjects is actually impossible with the number of teachers that are immigrating. And I suppose the lack of pay as well for teachers who are required to work in the cities, and they can't obviously meet accommodation costs and all the rest.
I think the biggest issue is trying to retain teachers in the classroom. A lot of teachers are choosing to go away for several reasons. Number one, they're not getting a permanent job when they're appointed. And secondly, because of the cost of living is so high, a lot of teachers choose to go to Dubai to raise some money to have a deposit for a house.
ASTI members speaking in Wexford. Well, we're joined now by the Minister for Education, Norma Foley. A very good afternoon to you, Minister, and welcome to the News at One.
Good afternoon, Brian.
Perhaps before we pick up on some of the issues raised by teachers that we've just been listening to, a word about the tragic deaths of Kirsty Bowen and Lucas Joyce in Galway. I'm sure you'd want to extend your sympathies to everybody who's been affected by this terrible tragedy.
Thank you indeed, Brian, and I do wish to express my own personal sympathy, but indeed that of the Department of Education and indeed the wider education sector. We want to express our sympathy and indeed extend our solidarity to the families and indeed to the school communities who have suffered such a tragic loss over this bank holiday weekend in Headford and indeed in Portlaoise. And again, to acknowledge that, you know, the Department of Education's NEPS teams, the National Education Psychological Services, are on the ground seeking to support the schools and indeed the families in any way we possibly can. But most certainly, the families and the school communities are very much in our hearts and on our minds today. And of course, we wish a very speedy recovery, if at all possible, to those who are injured.
And of course, teachers at Presentation College in Headford doing a very important job now today and in the days
indeed ahead.
Yeah. So it's in relation to the role of teachers in our society that we turn, Minister, and particularly this issue around the recruitment and retention of teachers, the cost of living pressures that many of them face. It's a major theme, as you've been hearing at the teacher conferences this week. Do you accept that it is perhaps the single biggest issue, the single biggest challenge facing education at the moment?
Well, in the first instance, look, I want to acknowledge that there are challenges in education. There are challenges, I think, across society in a whole, you know, variety of sectors. And so, for example, you know, in the Vox Pop there, you know, different issues were raised. So, for example, one of them was in relation to lower class sizes. I think it's quite remarkable to note that over the past three budgets over which I have presided, every single year, unprecedented in the history of education, we have successfully reduced the pupil-teacher ratio to 23 to 1. It's now at an historic low. In terms of the issues that have been raised there around, you know, seeking and needing substitute teachers and perhaps teachers for particular subjects, again, want to acknowledge that there are challenges there in various areas, but equally so, I want to acknowledge the cooperation and collaboration of all of the partners in education. So we have been very proactive in putting together and putting forward particular schemes. So, for example, the reference was made to teachers for particular subjects. So we now have an upskilling programme. It has now been doubled in terms of the numbers available. Mm. The costs are entirely covered by the department. And so teachers are free to upskill in areas areas like Spanish, physics, mathematics, and this year for 23-24, Irish will be made available, and indeed in other subjects.
You've mentioned a number of things there, if I might. The substitute panels, which when you were introducing them in their present form, you said, and I quote, will absolutely ensure that a substitute is rapidly available and immediately available. Now, that's not the case.
Well, I suppose in the first instance, we've got to acknowledge that previously there were somewhere between 6 and 8 substitute panels in operation across the country. We now have much more than that. We have 150 of them operating right throughout the country. And they're operating spectacularly well in some areas, much more so than in others. And I do appreciate and accept that particularly in Dublin, that there are challenges there. We have,
our own Emma O'Kelly, sorry to cut across you, but she was reporting last November that 60% of posts on supply panels in the Dublin region were vacant. Now, has there been any improvement on that in the time since then?
Well, I suppose to acknowledge we have 610 posts available serving almost 3,000 schools. There are challenges, particularly so in Dublin, and I will acknowledge that we are currently reviewing the panel system, you know, how they operate, streamlining them to make them more effective and attractive. And, for example, we have reduced the size of clusters.
That situation hasn't improved in Dublin, 60% of posts being vacant.
Well, as I say, we have, for example, in Dublin, reduced the size of clusters, you know, where a panel might have been serving 5 schools, it will now serve 3 schools. And we are open and flexible to look at a whole variety of measures. But, you know, we've also looked at other opportunities. For example, teachers who train abroad, they can now apply to do their probationary period or their DRIHID here at home in Ireland. I think that's very positive. We've made 600 additional places available in terms of training for primary school teachers and indeed at post-primary level. We've introduced schemes like the teacher share scheme. Teachers at post-primary can also work additional hours up to a maximum of 35 hours. And as I've already referenced, the upskilling programme.
And we are
introducing a number of different initiatives.
What is the picture at the moment in terms of teacher vacancies across primary and secondary? The INTO has been saying today that in the primary system alone, there are 1,200 teachers short. Now, what information do you have about the scale of the challenge that's been faced here?
Well, in the first instance, I think it's only fair to acknowledge that we have seen significant influx of teachers into the teaching profession provided for by the Department of Education. As I've already referenced, the reduction in pupil-teacher ratio to an historic 23-1 has meant that there are hundreds and hundreds of additional posts.
I was asking you, Minister, about the scale of the vacancies. 1,200 in primary?
No, but again, I need to clarify. For example, we have already put thousands of teachers in place for special education. And even in terms of Ukraine alone, there are an additional 1,000 extra teachers in our schools as a consequence of supporting.
So when you take all that into account, then how many vacancies remain?
Yes, we do have vacancies in some areas more than in others.
For example, how many?
The full figure varies from area to area. For example, as I've said to you in relation to the panel system, the panels are working to the maximum of their ability across the country and are working well. However, there is a significant challenge in Dublin, and so we are currently looking at how we can support the panels in Dublin, change or tweak or add new initiative or new incentive to those panels.
What about the terms of employment that particularly young, recently qualified teachers are being offered? The TUI says only 13% of teachers get a permanent contract on their initial employment. Many can't get full-time work. They say a third of those, fewer than a third, get a full hours, a full week's work during their first year of employment. Is that a way to attract people into the profession?
Well, to be fair, in terms of the observation of the post-primary union, as you've said there, I want to acknowledge, you know, teaching remains a very stable profession, like at post-primary, and that you've referenced the TUI in particular. You know, over the last 2 years, we have seen almost a 20% increase in terms of application via the CEO for teaching training positions. But equally so, it's important to mention, I suppose, in terms of the contracts that are being offered. You know, now after 2 years, it was previously 4 years. Teachers are eligible for contracts of indefinite duration. We keep all of these initiatives under review, including the two-year period. But, you know, any changes or amendments will have to be agreed across the entire education sector. But I think it's a substantial decrease in terms of time from 4 years to 2 years.
Just a final question. It's about these posts of responsibility, which we mentioned at the outset. Now, you've voiced your support today for resuming the appointments to those. But that, I think you're also saying, is a budgetary matter. So it's unlikely to happen, as John Boyle from the INTO has been saying it should, by this autumn.
Well, just in relation to that, I think it is important to acknowledge that more than 40% of our teachers hold leadership positions in our schools. I think that's a significant percentage. There was a moratorium, but that has been lifted and many posts have been restored and many at deputy principal level. But however, I absolutely acknowledge that there remains more to be done. And in that instance, as I've said, I have indicated that I am happy to look at the situation going forward, but it will obviously be subject to budgetary consideration. Everything is subject to budgetary consideration. But like, for example, today we also announced a 30 million euro investment for our primary schools in terms of the minor work scheme. We've also confirmed once again that the 58 projects that were paused are now up and running. 1,000 projects at various stages of delivery within the department on hand. 300 projects to be completed this year in terms of planning and building, and 180 projects delivered last year. So we have a very ambitious programme that does demand funding.
Okay, sorry, just time has caught up on us, but thank you very
much
indeed, Jeff.
Thank you,
Minister for Education, Norma Foley, speaking to us there.